machine. Every link was Jesus' name. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on. Mary, Margaret, Luke, and John, all them prophets that ain't gone. Keep your hand on that plow, hold on. Oh, Lord,
oh, Lord.
Keep your hand on that plow, hold on. Well, I've never been to heaven, but I've been told streets are fair lined with gold. Keep your hand on that plow, hold on. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on.
Thank you. Thank you. And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, ooh, here today. Well, knowing you, you'd probably laugh and say that we were worlds apart. If you were here today, but as for me, I still remember how it was before, and I am holding back the tears, no, no. Ooh, I love you. What about the time we met? Well, I suppose that you could say that we were playing hard to get. Didn't understand a thing, but we could always sing. What about the night we cried? Because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there. With a smile. And if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, then you were here today. Ooh, for you were in my song.
I'm going to announce that set from the top, since that's the order in which I walked through the galleries at the Met. So when you enter the Manet Degas exhibit, you first see side by side two self-portraits. So we began with self-portrait in three colors. Charles Mingus's composition, performed here by Anthony Brown's orchestra. On other records, credited as Anthony Brown's Asian American Orchestra, because he combines jazz instrumentation and Asian instruments. There's a fascinating room called Study, Copy, Create, the next gallery, or maybe the second or third gallery, which has Manet and Degas going to Italy, copying works of the great masters there, etc. So musically, it's interesting to think that visual artists often in their training deliberately set out to ape and to learn visual techniques. And I know musicians sometimes do that too, but not all artists do that. But clearly Bob Dylan on his early records drew from spirituals and blues and things like that. So Bob Dylan's version of Gospel Plow, Manet's famous Déjeuner sous l'herbe was the figure of the nude reclining woman was actually lifted by him from an Italian Renaissance work, if I remember correctly. So I followed that up with the New Jazz Orchestra's Le Déjeuner sur l'herbe from 1968. Jack Bruce was the bassist, playing double bass on that record. He wasn't even the soloist, but, you know, he's the most famous name. Manet's Olympia debuted at the Salon, the so-called Salon, and it was the size of a history painting. It's huge. And it's the main reason why I wanted to go see the piece. I wanted to see it in the flesh, as it were. Famously, right, there's a black woman in the painting, and I was pretty sure that none of the photographic reproductions I had seen of that painting captured her. The white woman is so pale, the black woman is so dark, that it's a challenge for photography. So from Lush's album Love Life, Olympia, Lush's last album and one that challenged some of their genre fans because it was the least shoegazy of their records, kind of Britpop. There's a great gallery contrasting the way that Manet and Degas depicted horse racing, which was a fad, or which first became a sensation in the late 1800s. Bobby Previtt has a couple records dedicated to horse racing, and this one, Backstretch, comes from his album Weather Clear, Track Fast. There's a gallery called From One War to Another. Both Manet and Degas fought in the Franco-Prussian War, and Manet was very interested in wars in North America. So we heard Ornette Coleman's composition, War Orphans, I believe originally recorded on the great Liberation Music Orchestra record. Of course, Paul Modian was the drummer there, and Charlie Hayden the bassist. They did the same composition 5 years later on Paul Modian's ECM record Tribute. There's a gallery called Overlapping Networks, which mostly features paintings of writers, critics, other artists, etc., that were friends of both men. So I thought of the album The Avant-Garde, which is basically John Coltrane with Ornette Coleman's band, produced by Nasuhi Ertegun. And then the final room is called Degas Collects Manet. Manet died relatively young, and Degas actually did a lot to burnish his reputation, including starting a fund to get the French government to purchase Olympia. And Degas collected as many works of Manet's as he could. So that's my set paying tribute to the exhibit at the Met. I do encourage you to go see it. You don't have much longer. It departs in early January. So if you can, check it out. Let's hear some more music from Nasuhi Erdogan. He was affiliated with many other record labels before his brother Ahmet and Jerry Wexler persuaded him to become the jazz producer for Atlantic. So I selected only from albums where he is actually credited as supervising producer. So we know that he was actually there putting that project together. Up next, a set of Nasuhi Erdogan productions for Atlantic Records.
baby, going up to the city. You better have some cash. If you're going up to the city, you better have some cash. Because the people in the city don't mess around with trash. When you get up to the city, you better lock your door. When you get up to the city, you better lock your door. You know they'll take what you got, boy, and then they'll ask for more. Get up to the city, you better learn to shout. Cause if you don't stand up and holler, you're gonna get left out.
I think we might have room for a couple more tracks supervised by Nasuhi Erdogan for Atlantic in the last little bit of this edition of The Laughing Clock. But let's first make sure we go over what we heard. Just now it was Mose Allison from his 1962 recording, with a lot of heavy-duty jazz guys along for the ride, Jimmy Nepper, Frankie Dunlop, among others. Swingin' Machine was the record, If You're Goin' to the City. Before that, Charles Mingus on piano with Doug Watkins on bass. Doug Watkins being one of only a handful of bassists willing to play bass for Charles Mingus. Peggy's Blue Skylight. That's from the album Tonight at Noon, which I think was recorded at the same sessions as the album that produced Oh Yeah from 1961, released in 1964. The Modern Jazz Quartet and Jimmy Giuffre, both Atlantic artists, recorded together at Music Inn, performing John Lewis's Fugue for Music Inn from 1957. And Big Joe Turner, billed here as Just Old Joe Turner. This is from a great Bear Family two-disc set, so a small set for Bear Family. To complete Boss of the Blues, Joe Turner sings Kansas City Jazz. We heard the mono mix. I gather that the stereo mix in the mid-50s was available on reel-to-reel at a premium price point. But the mono mix has so much more presence. Had to go with it. And that is Pete Johnson at the piano, backing Joe Turner. All right, so we did already represent Coltrane in the Manet Degas set, but we could always hear some more Coltrane. So let's check out the album Coltrane's Sound, and we'll squeeze in a little bit more music before it's time for Primal Ice Cream. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, thanks so much for being here. Mrs. DJ Peter said to me the other day, "You don't play that much Latin music on your show." And I thought, but I said there would be timbales. Tito Puente from the album Mucho Cha-Cha. We heard Chanchulo, and before that, pianoless John Coltrane with Steve Davis, I think, on bass. Is that what it says? I don't have it in front of me. Elvin Jones, of course. Satellite. And I need to fix the playlist. I do indeed have the album name and the track name reversed. Hey, everybody. Thank you for fighting off the tryptophan-induced haze to be here for a post-Thanksgiving issue of The Laughing Clock. I'll be back next week. Up next is Primal Ice Cream with Solomon and others. Good night, everybody.
Told me that you would help me trim the cat's nails
before the show. Yeah.
Yeah, on Saturday night before the show. The night before the show. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah,
tonight
we said
is tonight.
It's Saturday.
No.
Night.
Tonight is not Saturday night.
Tonight is.
It might be night.
Anyhow, you were supposed to tell me when Saturday night was over, and you're saying it's Sunday now.
I would say this was a Sunday because the cheese platter, and we always have a cheese platter.
Oh, yeah, the Sunday cheese platter in our Bauerware. Yeah. What is this? What brand is this?
I don't even know. I can't turn it over because there's cheese in it.
We're just trying to live, trying to live our modest lives over here with all of our collectibles. But that doesn't mean that it's Sunday, does it?
It is really Sunday, typically, if we're having a cheese plate, so it's like...
Oh, you know, shit. Ah, shit.
Shit.
That means the radio show. Are we late to the radio show? Is that...
What is late? We have to really establish it. We speak of it so much.
Did the clock say ha yet? Did the clock say ha? The laughing clock.
The clock says because all night long. I can hear it buzzing.
I never know
so
really.
So quietly, but it's there.
I never really know when to start this show.
The show?
After the show before is off. Because you want to know why?
Before the show is off.
Before the other show before us is off?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to tell when that show is ending. Because... It's jazz.
It's okay. Yeah.
Because
it
it's
is
jazz.
A different way of counting, but
no.
If you don't listen to the music
I was
and you
told,
look at the clock.
I was told how to listen to music, how to listen to jazz, and you're supposed to listen to the notes that they're not playing.
Right. Exactly.
Therefore, when DJ Peter stops playing,
How much longer are we supposed to listen? It's the non-playing between
I'm saying,
notes.
How much
I don't think
longer
it's at the end or the
jazz
you know,
terms,
like after the end of a song or the end of a track.
Are we supposed to listen after the show's over? Because that is technically still the notes that are not
it's
being played.
It's only the notes in between. So it's only the notes that aren't happening in between the notes that happen, that you hear. So at the end and the beginning, there's nothing.
So should I start the show?
Except anticipation and maybe disappointment or... satisfaction.
Ended. That's the end of the.
If you like jazz, or if you don't, you know, I mean, you don't even have to like every song in jazz.
Say,
if you like jazz, you can,
I liked it or
I'm
not.
Saying,
I like it a lot. I just
a
don't
disappointing
know.
End, but
I'm
without
trying to be.
Not that there's nothing there or nothing being played
about how to listen to things and when to like break in. And I've been told with jazz, without a question, you're supposed to listen to the notes that they're not playing.
100%, but there are no notes that they're not playing before the first note and after the last note. That's just how it is. That's,
but who are we
that,
to say?
That is jazz.
Who are we
Ask
to say?
Ask any aficionado.
I play
there must be some quote around. Unquote
music that sounds like people dragging a cement block down the street, for example.
Yeah.
And it mixes,
or just that is what it
sometimes
is.
Sometimes it mixes with the sound of a car passing in real life, or you going, that's interesting, while looking at the phone.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it turns into part of the soundscape.
I mean, I would say that.
It turns into the foley of it all.
Right.
And makes everything art. I'm not sure.
No. I'm sure it is.
Anyhow, will you please, if it's
a really low bar,
will you please grab the cats and the clippers?
Where are they?
We're going to clip.
Where are the clippers?
I don't know. I think they're in the drawer. Aren't they
the
in the
cat drawer?
The small.
Say we have a cat drawer.
We have a cat drawer. That's not it.
That's
the silverware drawer. Greg doesn't even know what drawers are. Yeah, you pull on it.
These ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think we have enough time.
Oh, there's cameras in there that we never installed.
I think we have just enough time before the notes that aren't playing of the jazz music, before those are done not playing.
Oh boy.
Because when they're done not playing, then I push the big play button on my side, the big giant play button, and then it's Primal Ice Cream time. But being respectful of music and how you're supposed to listen to it, like
here's client number one.
All right, let me hold.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, cool boy. Hi, Bully.
He's so big.
Oh, you're so big.
He's really strong too. So be careful.
You're gonna get your toes clipped.
Where should we do it though?
Right. I think we got to do it over here, right by the. For some reason, right
the chair,
right by the microphone.
Don't, careful that chair.
I don't know. Folia, do this.
No, you gotta just do it right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Clip him.
Maybe.
You're a good boy, Booley.
These are pretty short. Yeah, pretty good.
It's been a minute.
No, they're short? Short, yeah.
Oh.
That one was. Maybe he was.
I know. It's hard to stay humble when you know how to take care of your animals.
Oh, what? Oh, and we have to do the dew claw.
Dew claw.
Extra points if everybody out there knows what a dew claw is.
We're not on the radio, Greg.
If you know what a dew.
Why are you pretending like we're on the radio? We're not on the radio. Are you practicing?
Well, it's like a show when we do it.
The last note.
It's sort of funner for the cats.
Let me recap. The last note.
If I pretend that the show is on or the show is going.
Good boy, Pooley. The last note that hasn't been played.
That one.
Hasn't been played, not played yet. So we have to wait until. Good job, Pooley. Now, where's the other cat? He hardly didn't even scream. The last note of the last show that hasn't gotten played hasn't gotten not played yet. And so we're just waiting for that to happen, and we'll clip the cats.